This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Common Sense Show. Hope your weekend is going well. Pre-Super Bowl weekend in the quarterfinals of the Super Bowl. We'll talk about that a little bit later on today. Leo Honeycutt is joining me, my regular guest host. Leo, hello. Hope you're having a nice weekend.
Yeah, I'm having a great weekend. How about you?
Well, doing fine. Our hearts go out for the massive weather cycles to people up in the north coming across. The rains hit California, turns into wind and snow, hits the central portion of the country, where we have so many listeners so hard, but up to the East Coast. And so they're really under a huge bad weather period. We get a lot of rain down here in the south.
It got into the 20s even that way down here, so we're really feeling it.
Oof. Way down yonder in New Orleans, 20 degrees, so you can imagine what's happening in Minneapolis, what's happening in so many other parts of the country as compared to what's happening down here up in Washington, D.C. And by the way, we're so pleased to have listeners on WWDC. That's 101.7 FM up in the Washington, D.C. area. It's Silver Spring, Alexandria, covers all that area up there. They just joined the Common Sense Radio Network. And we were off the air for a while with some changes, technical changes at KLID, which is a great station, Poplar Bluff, Missouri area. But they're back on with us, and so we're growing and glad to have all you folks listen to us on what we think will be a lively show in a very busy weekend. For us, Leo, I saw as I was kind of getting ready for the show today, I saw some disturbing events. Now, you and I are a little older. I'm older than you are, but researchers now have come out with a new report. They've calculated the average adult logs 6 hours and 43 minutes a day of total screen time. Almost 7 hours a day. You get 8 hours a day of sleep. I mean, you're supposed to be doing a little work.
Yeah, so almost half your waking time is involved with the screen.
That's right. That's right. And you say, well, I don't sit there in front of my computer. Well, you're looking at your iPhone. You're sitting down and watching TV. And so there's just no interaction, and there's eye strain involved. Hey, I guess that's just the world in which we live, but it just seems like that you're spending that much time. Guys, this is a big world, Leo. There's a lot to do out there, and there's so many things to address, so much family time you take away when you're on that screen. You're not interrelating with kids and grandkids and good friends, and I guess it's a welcome to the new world, but it just seems like when you're spending almost 7 hours a day over your lifespan, like that's 8,000 days you're giving up to watching on a TV screen or watching on your computer.
Yeah, mostly it's your computer and your cell phone now. Back in our generation, it was, how much time are you watching TV? Is it too much? Well, shoot, now you have small TVs in your pocket, so you can pull it out at any point. If you have any kind of alert, if you're a newsie like we are, you get an alert pop up about every 10 or 15 minutes. You look at it, it's a constant interruption. You and I have talked about this on the show before. These constant interruptions keep manifesting and mounting higher and higher. The younger generation, millennials, are used to it, but are they? Because we have grandkids, and these grandkids sometimes will get up at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning to answer a tweet or a text or something, so they never really get full sleep. So now you're talking about the screen time, and we haven't learned anything about getting away from the screen.
No, and what happens? It seems like more and more the competition is so heavy for your attention. I subscribe to a couple of newspapers online. Well, now, the Los Angeles Times, for example, I like the kind of keep tuned as to what's happening.
Pop-ups,
or they give me some breaking news alert that, you know, so-and-so got married in Hollywood or something
right.
that I could care less about.
Right.
But like every 30 minutes, there's some pop-up on your
right.
own newspaper.
Right.
And you multiply that by 10 or 15, and gosh, it just never stops.
Well, if you're trying to read a news story, see, they're trying to get your attention, so they're breaking up the news story and they're putting pop-ups in the middle of the story you're trying to read. So that's how they're making the money. That's the only way they can monetize it.
I talked to some candidates who are running for statewide office here recently, and some of their PR guys are ladies. And if you're in a certain area, if you're, say, running for a state senate district, which encompasses a small part of a big city, you can focus on that district. You can focus on voters of a certain persuasion over between 35 and 50 years old, who are either white or black or whatever, and zero right in on that population, and through information you gain from Facebook, from voters registration, you can zero in and hit those people right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's such an invasion, and I don't mind it. You know, I'm not as negative on, say, Facebook as some of the other folks are, because if you don't like Facebook, you just turn it off.
Right.
But when you get on your own internet, when you get within the internet and these pop-ups come up to you, you see.
Which are constant now.
I can't turn those off. See, I can't turn those off.
Well, they're pushing this to a subscription system. They're going to make it to where if you want news from a certain outlet like New York Times, L.A. Times, or in Louisiana, the Times-Picayune or The Advocate, you're going to have to subscribe to it monthly, and then that will negate all the pop-ups and the advertising.
Well, I hope it doesn't. I've even heard where we may be going to a system where the news source has to pay me for access to me, but then they're allowed to do any pop-ups or anything along that line they want. They will basically...
Well, if you think they're bad now, you wait till that happens.
That's right. I agree. Well, there's got to be some downtime, some relaxing time. And, you know, we talked on the show last week, I think, about how the lifespan tables in the U.S. is either leveled off or even dropped in some areas. We're not growing older. We're under pressure. We don't get away and relax. When we go off on a vacation, we're constantly in tune with our electronics. And so it's having an effect on our health, on our life, on our longevity. And I don't see it as a healthy trend, but the trend just doesn't seem to be changing. I don't think it's going to go away.
Well, it's just too convenient. It's too convenient to keep your phone with you and be in touch constantly with the office. However, I have had some businessmen tell me, and I agree with them, what they're learning is because their employees do have access to them immediately, and this also is of the family. The kids have access to you immediately. They don't make decisions on their own. What they do is they defer the decision until they hear from you. So they're waiting to make a decision based on what you're going to say. They're waiting for you to make that decision instead of them doing it themselves.
So it limits the growth potential
of
young people because they are still dependent on...
That's right.
And I can understand that. I can understand that. And, of course, what is the age? When do you give your kid a cell phone with all the data that they can explore right now? I mean, what is the appropriate age? I don't know. It used to be 15 or 16.
You forget that.
But now you've got kids 10, and you can put certain limitations on the phone, I think, blocking certain websites coming in. I've got a 10-year-old grandson who has his own podcast, and he podcasts regularly about sports, and he's 10.
Out of the mouths of babes.
Boy, that's the truth. Leading us into I don't know what kind of future, but and of course, that's the basic premise of so much of the discomfort, so much of the controversy in this country today, that things were pretty predictable, Leo, from the 60s to the 70s to the 80s. We kind of knew what next year was going to bring us. There wasn't all these tremendous changes in the way we got information. We read the daily newspaper. We had a landline telephone. If you had to stop and make a call, you did it on a payphone. And that was pretty predictable year after year through the 60s and the 70s and 80s. I ran for governor of the state of Louisiana in 1987. had the money, should have had all the technology at my disposal. We had no fax machines then, no cell phones then, no internet then. So look how the world has changed and how it's going to change a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we got to take a pause right now. Leo Honeycutt is with me. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. You can find out all about Leo and his many books and have some fun on our website. Hope you look at it, radiocommonsense.com. Hey, freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always the great answer.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
I'm here with Leo Honeycutt. You can find us at RadioCommonSense.com. Leo, the government is shut down. It's in an impasse. It looks like it's not going to change particularly. And the big concern is that Donald Trump says you want to build a wall. On our website, by the way, I've got a real good, funny cartoon about Trump says, we're going to build that wall. We're going to build that wall. But the wall has become almost to those who oppose it, a reason to take us back 200 or 300 years. For those who want it, they say, look, it's just basic for security. I mean, let's you and I talk a little bit about why you have a wall to begin with. We've got 700 miles of wall along the southern border with Mexico right now. And the Democrats supported it, and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And
under President Obama.
Under President Obama.
Right.
Under Obama, and the border chief under President Obama has said we need to have a wall. So is the wall just a political tool, this whole discussion of the wall? If either Trump had not been president or he'd not made such a big issue out of it, I just wonder if in the normal course of the budget there'd be money in there for another 100 miles, another 100 miles. You've got walls that we have. First of all, we've got a big one in San Diego. I've seen that wall in San Diego, California, with the border of Mexico. You go to the checkpoints, huge wall along that way. If you go to Israel and the West Bank, there's a large wall that separates those two countries. You find walls in Hungary and Saudi Arabia. So in any event, it's not like, I guess I'm questioning the motives of all involved. What are we trying to do with the wall? Are we trying to keep illegal immigrants from coming into this country? And they're coming in still at a large uptick, some 20,000 to 25,000 a month are making attempts to come into this country. That's 300,000 to 400,000 a year. So I'm just trying to see what the average person wants to accomplish, who is either for the wall or against the wall. I don't have a problem with the wall. We've had it built all along this way. There are some problems where there's Indian treaties, I think, where there's people living on both sides of the wall, and there's some problems that have to be worked out. But why do you think there's been such opposition that's thrown up on the wall where we didn't have it a couple of years ago?
Well, you have politicos who make it a priority to talk about this and to get it out in front and center. But it really comes down to basic immigration. I don't think that it's because this country wants to make sure that undesirables come to the country. I think that anybody who makes a trek and has that kind of fortitude and is trying to do it legally would come to the country and would abide by the rules on how you come into the country with citizenship. But they're saying that there's human trafficking going on in which these thugs are paid several thousand dollars by these families who want to get them out of harm's way in Central America. Oh, and by the way, did you just happen to notice that Russia now is taking an interest in Latin America? Did you see that?
I did.
So now it's going to be more than a political scenario. It's going to be more in the chess game and a renewing of the Cold War. Now, how do we respond to it? I'm not sure that building a wall is necessarily the answer. We need to go back and get the genesis of why it is they want to come here to begin with. We understand there's trouble down south, but what is it about this country that's attracting people by the thousands to put themselves in harm's way to try to get here and then try to amalgamate into the society and become invisible? And I think most Americans are saying, look, we're tired of the freebies. We're tired of people who can come in and they get this assistance and the assistant goes on forever instead of a timeline. That's why you and I have talked about this before. Wouldn't it be better just to go ahead and build Ellis Island type things along the border and run people through the system and give them Social Security numbers and keep track of them that way and then put them on public works projects? And pretty quick, if you're out building roads and bridges, you're going to find out who really wants to work in this country and who doesn't.
Well, on the other hand, the American dream is understood worldwide, even though we get criticized by other countries. People see us in American movies. They hear American music. North Korea, the hottest item to sneak in are DVDs all about America, American movies. So all over the world, people aspire to a lifestyle that they think they will obtain if they come to America. I think we all agree on that. But is it fair to allow thousands? Now, right now, 2,000, I'm looking right along the border, the arrests, just the arrests, not the people getting in, are averaging 2,000 a day, 2,000 people a day.
And see, and then that sets up a whole new system that clogs dockets. How are you going to process all that?
Well, you don't have the numbers to do so. But my point is, look, there's a lot of people who are oppressed that live in Africa. I've seen that, 1,000 people in one area of the Congo have been slaughtered here in the last.
How about Russia? How about the Ukraine? How about the Middle East?
What about the Middle East?
Yeah.
If you say, well, these people are oppressed and their country is unsafe, we should let them in, well, then should we be not doing that to other parts of the world and not just from Latin and Central America? It's easy for Latin, it's not easy, but it's still much more available if you live in Latin America, South America, Mexico particularly, to work your way up on land up to the border. You can't do that if you live in Africa. You can't do that if you live in Asia. But those folks still have the American dream. They want to come here. And we are built on immigrants, a country built on immigrants, and we should have a good flow of immigrants coming in. But shouldn't be a balanced flow and not just from one sector of the world that is coming in not by the hundreds a month, but the thousands, 2,000 a day, that's 60,000 a month, you know, if you go to, and that's the ones just arrested. So we're not talking about a full immigration flow of balance of immigration from all over the world. Maybe you're right. Maybe because of the large numbers, you build a huge Ellis Island type center.
Well, Ellis Island worked before, didn't it? And that they processed people through. They took their names, where they were from. I mean, it's all, you can find it in census records. I mean, I'm pretty big into genealogy, so I know how you can find all this stuff in census records, and I'm not sure why it is that we let that system go by the wayside. Why there's got to be some other, with the computers that we have nowadays, there's no reason why you can't tag almost every person in the world.
Oh, look, I fully agree with you. It's a question of what direction we take and how do we make it work. Maybe you're right. You take 10,000 acres and build some kind of a temporary facility down there. Look, we go into the Middle East, into Iraq, into Afghanistan, and put entire tent cities up in a matter of days. The Army has the capability of doing something like that. So maybe you do that, but I, at some point, I hope responsible Democrats and Republicans will say, look, yes, we want immigration. Yes, we need people to help us with our jobs and make this even a better country. But we need to do it on a balance. We need to do it from not just one segment of the world, but from all over the world. That's the point.
We need to do it the smart way. We can't just leave the border. And look at your border along Canada. That thing is as open as a sieve.
Well, a whole different question. We'll talk about it some more. Jim Brown and Leo Honeycutt here on the Common Sense Show. Our website, radiocommonsense.com. Fresh empty coffee. We got our first guest online. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at thehandycity.com. That's thehandycity.com. I'll say it again, thehandycity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a rare Saturday afternoon address, President Trump says of the government shutdown, the issues behind it, and his proposal for ending the shutdown.
I want this to end. It's got to end now. These are not talking points. These are the heartbreaking realities that are hurting innocent, precious human beings every single day on both sides of the border.
Trump offering to exchange a three-year delay in deportations of DACA recipients and temporary protected status immigrants in exchange for more than $5 billion for border barriers. Before he delivered the address, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it a non-starter. A White House spokesman says,
they're against a president before they know what he's even going to say, and it tells you everything you need to know.
Deputy White House Press Chief Hogan Gidley was speaking on Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine, and this is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
I don't know if you've seen it or not, but Gillette, the razor company, and had other men's shaving cream, that kind of thing, I guess for women too, have a new commercial out. It highlights the Me Too movement, and a lot of people are upset about it. They say that it actually is undercutting the men in many, many ways and putting a guilt trip on them, I guess, if you will. I'd like to talk about why we're getting into advertising on social issues. It seems to be a new trend that a number of companies are doing. We've seen that in other advertising activities. Ryan McCormick is joining us right now. He's a reputation management expert, co-founder of Goldman McCormick, and does a lot of booking for our show here right now. Glad to have Ryan with us. Hey, Ryan, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Well, Mr. Brown, it is an honor to be with you on your awesome show with your terrific listeners, and I mean that. Seriously, you're a terrific host, so thank you so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate that. You've been very supportive of us over a number of years. And, Ryan, let me ask you, I'm here with Leo Honeycutt. We watched this morning that Gillette commercial, and it talked about, look, we all need to be more responsive to some of the charges being made in the community, the way we live, but it had nothing to do with Gillette, nothing to do with shaving.
No.
What do you think Gillette is trying to accomplish in putting a commercial like this up?
Well, I think from a PR perspective and from a common sense perspective, Gillette is probably has a the goal of self-destroying, self-destruction, absolutely, you know, going bankrupt. That's the only thing they probably accomplished with this. There's so much wrong with this commercial. Let's talk about the idea, number one, that people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, and that includes corporations that try to be socially responsibility, that try to be socially responsible, and claim that men are sexist. Well, if you look at online right now, a lot of women are coming out saying, hey, Gillette's selling the same razor to women that they're selling to men, only they're charging women 50% more for the same razor. In addition to that, if you look at some of Gillette's commercials, they have a lot of scantily clad women wearing their products on their behinds. So this idea that Gillette's going to lecture men about sexism, lecture men and preach morality when they themselves are, you know, doing other things that are complete contradictions of the commercial is outlandish. And I think a lot of people are not going to use their brand anymore because they feel that it was unnecessary and that commercial did nothing to make people feel good about being associated with the brand.
Yeah, far from making you feel good, it almost said, now look, don't you dare do any bullying, sexism, sexual harassment, you be careful what you do. I mean, it was like it was a big warning call out there or something. And as you said, normally you watch a commercial to feel good about the product, but all the warnings that the commercial put out was kind of putting us all on the spot, just almost inferring that that's our way of life if you're a man. And certainly it applies to certainly both men and women, but is it, you know, I guess you're in the public relations business. I just was surprised that Coke says, I want to buy the world of Coke, and we're all feeling happy about it, but Gillette kind of puts us on the spot. Are we going to see more commercials like that, do you think, or not?
I don't know. Based on this particular backlash, it reminds me of what happened with the Pepsi commercial with Kyle Jenner, I think it was about 2 years ago, where they kind of siphoned off the Black Lives Matter movement. There was a protest, a big clash about to happen between police and protesters, and she opens up a can of Pepsi, and next thing you know, everyone's happy. And it's just completely outrageous that these corporations, they're trying to profit and, you know, raise awareness by tapping into toxic social controversies. And as far as toxic masculinity goes, I think that they're just toxic behaviors that men and women exude, and a lot of people don't exhibit those behaviors. I think there are a lot of good people that are out there, and unfortunately, we're in a reality where these things happen. And a corporation is not going to particularly change people. I think people just, they want to shave, they want to go to a game, they want to have a coat, they want to have a drink without having some political or social message pushed upon them. And hopefully that this backlash starts where these corporations smarten up. I watched a commercial, Jim, from Gillette in 1989. You know what it was? It was images of people having a good time, going to a wedding, you know, winning in sports, all happy smiles, cheering. That's good images to associate with your product, not these dreary, you know, post-apocalyptic type situation, visual images that they associated with this commercial.
On the other hand, Ryan, big companies like this don't just throw something out to the wind. Don't you think they've done market studies and had focus groups, maybe done some polling to see what kind of response? I mean, they're not just throwing money away. They've got PR and good PR advice. This is a big corporation. This is not some small potatoes. Why do you think they wanted to try something like this?
I have no idea, and we all know about the fallacy of polling when we look at the recent election. I mean, no one thought that Donald Trump is going to be president. Every poll said that he was going to lose by a landslide. We saw what happened, so I guess it all depends on where these people are polling, but hopefully this backlash will let corporations know that it doesn't matter how good your polling is, people do not want to have a political or social message thrust upon them, and they don't want to be challenged whether they are man enough or woman enough. And I think that's what it really comes down to, is the fact that this commercial, I mean, despite the fact that it may have had positive intentions, that we need to raise awareness about certain things, it affected people negatively. And I just want to say another note is that sexual harassment and all these other things that are horrible in our society, they're bad, we should admonish them, but sometimes terrible things happen to people to either to make you like stronger in one ways. And I just think that stuff like this is going to happen, but we have to look at the people in our society that are good, and the ones that are good, I think, that reject this. We don't need corporations to lead us.
Hey, Ryan, this is Leo Honeycutt. This really reminds me of a dinner I had one time with Charles Kuralt, who was the famous on-the-road guy for CBS for all those years, and did CBS Sunday Morning, really kind of pioneered that. But almost everybody, especially in our generation, knows who Charles Kuralt is. And I remember at the dinner he said, I had to get out of New York and start hitting the road to go out and do stories, because he said in New York they take their own counsel. They only listen to New Yorkers, and New Yorkers do not represent the rest of the country. And I thought, wow, that's interesting coming from a guy who was essentially in the upper office at CBS News. So this really is what I'm thinking is happening here, is that focus group that sold Gillette on this idea, they all feed out of the same trough, and they went too far in generalizing mankind in general.
Yes, and like some of these things that are out there right now about obnoxious or terrible social behavior, unfortunately, it's been with us for a long period of time, and I do believe that the culture is probably a lot more aware about it now than it ever has been. But to paint your customer base, if your targeted demographic is men, you probably not a wise idea to do commercial making your targeted demographic feel anything less than who they are.
Right.
And I think that it was, even despite the fact that they said, okay, well, this is a good commercial, it's positive, you know, it rub people the wrong way. And people go to their parents, they go to their friends, they go to their belief systems. I think that's where they get morality from. They don't get it from corporations. Corporations, I don't think necessarily are an innocent. Again, you have several commercials of Gillette showing women in scantily clad bikinis with their logo on it. So don't go out and say that, you know, men should behave a certain way when you yourself are a complete hypocrite.
Right. I think people are tired of do what we say, not what we do.
Yeah, well, same thing.
But Ryan, I go back though. I mean, if you're a company like Pepsi Cola or even Gillette, a huge national company, you would think that, hey, if they can increase their sales by 10%, but they basically piss off a certain portion of the population, then maybe it's a good business decision. I mean, I don't like it.
Actually,
I didn't like the commercial. But are they? You know, the bottom line is what you said. How strong is the backlash? And what it does to sales is the bottom line to these corporations, right?
Yes, and I think that I usually say that in 24 to 40 hours is the anger phase when people get all their anger out and it burns up and then it kind of dissipates and you see where things are. The fact of the matter is that this is going longer because you are seeing women now backlashing against Gillette. And this is going to hurt them in the long term, I believe.
Well, we will certainly see. Hey, Ryan, thanks for being with us. Ryan McCormick with GoldmanMcCormick.com. All his information is on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. As always, Ryan, good to talk to you. Look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
You too.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Interesting guy, and he makes the point about what the bottom line is, the backlash. If the bottom line's profit, isn't that what it's all about, folks? Freshen up that coffee. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You
may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're here. Welcome back to the Common Sense Show with Leo Honeycutt and Jim Brown. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. Leo, my back's been aching, and I've got one kind of a hard side effect. And I started to get, went to the doctor, he says, let me give you a cortisone shot. Well, I'm leering about putting too much of that kind of thing in my body. And so we've got Dr. Anna Lee on us right now. She's a certified pain management physician. She operates a clinic up in New Jersey. And I wanted to talk to her about her thoughts on these injections. So many doctors say that it gives you some relief and really not going to hurt you. Hey, welcome to the Common Sense Show, Dr. Lee. Glad to have you with us today.
Yes. Nice to be with you.
Now, Doc, talk to us about your concern over cortisone injections. If someone's got some pain, what are the alternatives to all the shots that so many people give and the opioids they take for pain? What are some? If I've got a bad back, what are some of my options that you're advocating?
Since I have a treatment that I pioneered and happens to be a very powerful pain procedure, I happen to see all these patients who have gone through all different kinds of pain treatment in the past. So by the time they come to my office, they have tried almost everything, including cortisone epidural shots to the back or the neck. And when I talk with them, I am very, very surprised how little information these patients have when they underwent rather major medical procedure. The cortisone is a hormone, powerful hormone, and then they inject right into the spinal cord, into the spinal column, and then epidural space. And I usually ask patients, did you know any side effects of these medications? And I haven't so far have ever seen a patient who were told by the patient, by the physician, what are the possible side effects from these medications. They literally have no idea. And they signed a consent form. And then when I asked them, do you know cortisone can create these kind of side effects, such as all the side effects that we can talk about, you can have increased blood sugar, high blood pressure, and then you can have headaches, anxiety, and then all those very, very significant side effects are such as even brain damage, and then paralysis, and then stroke, and even death. They have no idea. No doctors going through these kind of side effects, horrific side effects that can potentially happen. So I'm very much appalled.
Well, I can understand that, Dr. Lee, and I agree with you. I think there could be a lot of side effects that maybe over time bear fruition. Well, what are the alternatives? Let's assume we accept the fact that cortisone shots and too much of the drugs are bad for you. What can you do to help with reducing lifelong pain? You've treated a number of people. What are some of the cures? How do you eliminate or reduce this pain? What do you suggest?
Yeah, I do have a pain procedure that I pioneered during my fellowship at the University of Pennsylvania, and that is called automated intramuscular stimulation, called AIMS. And this treatment is based on the fact that we need to treat the root cause of pain. Where is the pain coming from? What is the reason why people are experiencing chronic pain? And I think if we are really focusing on that, no one will be going through the cortisone shots. And I think that they will be focusing on the kind of treatment that I present. The reason the patients are having chronic pain is basically because their nerves are injured. The nerves, specifically talking, I'm talking about the spinal nerve roots.
And I understand that. I understand that. We know that's right. I think you're right on when you're saying the nerves are injured. But how do you treat that? Mm-hmm. What do you do about it? What is your suggestion? We know there's a problem. We know it's in the nerve. How do you treat it? What do you do about it?
I treat by inserting a needle into a muscle that has a lot of spasm, and then mechanically stimulate without introducing any electricity or any chemical medication at all. Mechanically stimulate, and then when the muscle is stimulated, muscle itself generates local pressure responses. Spontaneously, it contracts, and then immediately it relaxes. And that's called local twitch responses, and it's called LPR. And it is discovered by Dr. Si-Jun Hong, and he's a, I think that he has done, he has contributed great deal by discovering this phenomenon called LPR, local twitch responses.
You're needling. I understand what you say. That's a fairly new procedure, somewhat like acupuncture, isn't it? But it's really different, where you go down into the muscle, and that makes good sense. And that's something that people want more information about that procedure and about your clinic. They can go to Bergen Pain and Rehab.com. I'll put that up on our website at Radio. radiocommonsense.com, and Dr. Lee is available to kind of talk all about it to you there. So, Doc, we just have a very short window. I'll put that the information up on our website. We're sure glad you joined us today to whet people's appetite. There's other ways to go than buy those cortisone shots, and I think you're right on. I applaud you for talking to us about it today. Hey, have a nice weekend. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That needling procedure, Leo, I know it sounds terrible to stick a needle in you, but I've had that done in muscles to where
You've had acupuncture?
Well, I haven't. I've had acupuncture a long time ago, but the needling is a little different to where they take a very thin needle in the acupuncture. They actually put a series of needles that stay in your back and put it in. It's not really that painful, and it may last. You may leave them in there for 30 minutes. And you can also put electric stimulation on those needles that are in your back. Again, I know it sounds bad, but it's not that bad at all. But the needling that I've done here recently is the deep-seated tissue needling, where the needle kind of goes down. Very, very tiny, tiny needle goes down into your back. If it hits a nerve, it's painful. Other than that, you don't really feel too much. I've done probably 20 sessions of needling.
Really?
Yeah.
So no wonder you're always needling me.
Yeah, to show you the difference. So, but we need to look into those more natural focuses. I mean, I wanted to get in a little later on the show, talk about opioids and the fact that opioids are more likely to kill you than car
crashes. Than a car. I read that in the USA Today.
In America Today, and in 2018, drug overdoses were to blame for more than 65,000 deaths. 65,000 deaths.
That's nuts. And, of course, they keep telling parents and grandparents, either throw away the bad stuff that you don't need and that's been prescribed by your doctor, or put them under lock and key.
Well, you're certainly the truth along that line, because the number of deaths have just skyrocketed. I think they've gone up over 600% since 1999. And we could do a whole show on that, Leo. I mean, what is the role of government? I mean, if you want to go out and drink gasoline, I can't stop you from doing that. And the opioids, you know they're bad for you. I guess people get hooked, and just like they do on the heavier drugs like cocaine and heroin, that kind of thing. And so,
so really it goes back to the root cause. Why does anybody need to get that high anyway? If you're not dealing with pain and it's been prescribed by a doctor, you're under doctor's care, why do you want to go that route?
Well, those who have gone that route say that they just get hooked. They can't control it. I can't understand that, because I've never been hooked in any medicine. But that's the response we get. We'll talk about it some more. Leo Honeycutt's here with me on the Common Sense Show. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. Glad you're joining us today. Still lots to talk about. Freshen up that coffee, and we'll be right back after the news.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.